Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Boundary Waters by Jerry Hirth chronicles the unfolding and sometimes comic relationship between Ramona Washington Goldberg, an African-American woman adopted as an infant by Jewish parents during a freedom ride in the 1960s, and Matthew Pearson, a gay man who geographically lives in Minneapolis but physically inhabits a world of romantic fantasies. Jerry is a 74-year-old who has responded to being an outsider by learning to become an advocate for people who face the challenges of working with systems that may not be responsive to their hopes and needs. 54 years ago, he was an early member of FREE, the first gay and lesbian college organization in this country. He has also worked as an RN in many healthcare systems. More recently, he has worked at a community college as an adjunct instructor, teaching and empowering students who face challenges to academic learning, such as racism, poverty, violence, sexism, and alternate learning styles. Served as a faculty advisor for the Queer Student Organization, has written 7 novels and 3 screenplays. All these creations focus on unlikely people who experience a kind of awakening in less than promising circumstances. And Jerry Hirth, author of The Boundary Waters, A Quantum Adventure, is our guest on This Week in America. Jerry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick.
What an important work you are doing as an artist in presenting so many stories that are eye-opening for the general public, and you've certainly done that in The Boundary Waters. At what age did and why did you start writing? When did this come to you?
Well, I started writing at age 47. My life had basically exploded underneath me, and I began wanting to write, and at first it was very clumsy. Even though I've got a bachelor's in English, I never enjoyed writing. And I found that at that point of my own sort of awakening at 47, it clicked. And suddenly writing seemed like a lovely adventure.
Well, it has been for you, and you've been very successful at it, and that's certainly inspirational for people out there who may have thought, I'm too old to really start this. I think I would like to do this, but it's late in life. I really can't do that. You've been able to go ahead and to follow this and do it successfully. Is there a theme or a pattern to your novels?
Well, I would say the theme is coming of age, an awakening, at any time of life, so that it's not just when we're in our teens,
yes,
but we're in middle age, and now that I'm old in old age, there's these opportunities to awaken if we notice and engage with them. And that's kind of the theme, and they're, I hope at least, they're quite ordinary characters, and some of them are funny, but they're just there, and they have this moment or moments where they can wake up.
You know, it's interesting, coming of age, we think of that as, okay, maybe 19 to 22, out of high school, into college, out of college, trying to find yourself. And it's interesting that all through our lives, we have a coming of age, and our guest on the program is Jerry Hirth. I'm going to spell that, give you his website. The book specifically we're talking about is The Boundary Waters, A Quantum Adventure. Jerry is G-E-R-R-Y, and Hirth is H-U-E-R-T-H. It's important because his website is jerryhirth.com. Book available at Amazon, stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. We will give you all that through the program, and we'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the characters. Where do you get the character ideas from? Imagination or some of these autobiographical?
It's a combination. The very first novel I was writing, I started it as a memoir where I was trying to remember something from the past. And I realized that even our memories are fictions. We fill in the blanks. And then that sort of freed me up to consciously make fiction. And suddenly I found that the characters had their own ideas about where they were going. And that was exciting. I did use my personal experiences, but the characters turned it into their story, their stories. And that's one of the fun parts of fiction writing.
You know, that's interesting. You talk to some writers and they have everything laid out ahead of time before they start writing anything. They have all this elaborate outlining done and they know where the characters are going. What you're telling me, and a lot of authors say, is I get started and these characters take on really lives of their own and they sort of dictate where the story's going. It sounds like that's what happens with your characters.
Yeah, and then I love to do revisions because then I could, first, second, third, fourth, 20th revision, I can listen to where the characters want to go each time, sort of fine-tune it. It is a kind of an organic process, although as I do further revisions, I am aware of structure and trying to tie the end into the beginning. But the characters do most of the heavy lifting.
With us on the program is Jerry Hirth. The book is The Boundary Waters, A Quantum Adventure. You can follow all of Jerry's work on his website, jerryhirth.com. That's GerryHueRth.com. Book at Amazon, Stratton-Press.com, the publisher, all the usual places. All that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why do you mix comedy and tragedy in The Boundary Waters? Just giving a brief synopsis of the storyline, there's the comedic element to the story. Talk about mixing comedy and tragedy.
Yeah, I think they can sometimes naturally mix as there's an awakening process. The characters begin to understand that the world isn't about them, that they are part of this story taking place. And then there's the reader is sort of starts to tune into the sense of who the character thinks they are and what's actually happening. And usually by the end, they come together. And that's kind of, there can be humor there because there's two different things going on at the same time. And the reader knows that. But the comedy never minimizes the tragedy because that is there also. I mean, that's life.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say that in real life, we have comedy and we have tragedy and we have to deal with both.
Yeah. And sometimes even in my own life, when I step outside a little bit and look what's happening and what I'm doing, it can be kind of sometimes painful, but sometimes humorous, too.
Jerry Hirth, our guest. The book is The Boundary Waters, A Quantum Adventure. Talk about mixing comedy and tragedy. Do you do this in your other novels as well?
Very much so. My second novel, Amazement, there's less comedy. And then my third novel, Save the Orangutans, it's more comedic. And a novel that's just coming out right now called Time and Time Again is quite comedic. But even when it's very comedic, there's an arc of learning somehow. And some pain when we wake up, there is pain there in sort of moving through that.
Again, real life is brought out in Jerry's books. And you can follow this book and all of his books at jerryhirth.com. That's GerryHueRth.com. All this, of course, on our website. Why does this novel, The Boundary Waters, eventually reflect a sense of wonder that is both spiritual and cosmic?
It's because both characters, by the end, wake up. They're startled. And when we wake up, we're once again connected to the world, connected to our lives, connected to other people, connected to the spirit. And that's wonder.
Well, yeah, and you bring it so well to life, and so well stated in the book, The Boundary Waters, and the other books that that Jerry has written. And again, all the information on his website. Are all your characters wounded in some way in your other novels?
Yes, but not in any sort of always clear way. And I find that, you know, I know a lot of people, and it's been through the years, and I've never known anybody who's not wounded on some level.
Yes.
And where there's a growth that's possible. So my characters are, and I like them for that reason, and that's also me, you know, a day at a time.
You know, it seems like in your describing the characters that you're sort of drawn to characters like you just described. Why is that?
It's because their stories aren't my stories, but they're like me in what I know of humans, what I know of suffering, and what I know of growth. And I'm just drawn to that almost inevitably.
What writers have influenced you over the years up until what, age 47, when you decided to do this yourself? Were there inspirational writers that you thought, boy, I'm really impressed with what they've done? And when you started writing, it's like, I would like to try to simulate this in some possible way.
Yeah, and I wasn't even trying to simulate them, but because they were part of me. The first one, it is about a 9-10-year-old, I read an author named Mary Renault, who wrote historical fiction, and it was so extraordinary to me. And then I was influenced by Jane Austen, that funny sort, I mean, it's funny and serious and human, sometimes a little sad, but real. And then at about that age, I was also influenced by Russian authors like Dostoevsky and Leo Tolstoy. And since then, there's been many, many, many writers. But I would say those three were sort of seminal. And I still love to read novels. I love to read nonfiction also. But those three writers sort of, yeah, they worked for me.
Jerry Hirth is our guest on the program, talking specifically about The Boundary Waters, but he's written other books as well, and you'll find those on his website, jerryhirth.com. You go to Amazon and you click on the author's name, you'll find the books there as well, the other books we're talking about. And Jerry is G-E-R-R-Y, Hirth is H-U-E-R-T-H. Does this book, The Boundary Waters, touch on racism and homophobia?
Yeah, it does very much. Sometimes we live in a world, at least the liberal part of the world, where it's so easy to talk about these issues, racism, feminism, homophobia, and we can forget that there's real people sorting through these things. And so it was important for me to both racism and homophobia, but also anti-Semitism, also something about Christianity, Islam is mentioned, so that people begin, when they hear these terms, they begin associating that with human beings going through them. So that was my intent.
Well, and it's intent achieved as you're reading The Boundary Waters with Ramona and with Matthew. These are real people, and they come to life, as Jerry was talking about in his books. This book is The Boundary Waters. So impressed with your background and what all you've seen. I mentioned 54 years ago, when the early member of FREE, the first gay and lesbian college organization in the country. You've been very active now on campus in dealing with students today. Talk about the progress that you've seen over 5.5 decades.
It's been enormous progress. The fact that queer people can marry now, that there is more of interest in gender, transgender, that people are freed up to explore without the fear and terror of being the only one. But also connected with that is that all traumas are different, but I volunteered for the Farm Workers Union in California. I worked with pregnant moms and their infants in Harlem. I helped create a personal care service for mentally ill people living in the community. And then teaching in college was wonderful because I was working with the students who were most at risk, and I really valued their experience and also did what I could to help them take that experience and become leaders. Trauma, it's all different, but it's also connected in interesting ways.
You've seen oppression on many levels. Again, do you feel that we're making progress? Sometimes we feel like we are, and then there's a setback. And dialogue in the country now is sometimes maybe more divisive now than it was 4 or 5 years ago. How comfortable are you that we're continuing to see progress here in the country?
I'm not sure I believe in progress. I've seen it, but I've also seen things devolve too. You know, the conversations in our country, I've never seen them so separate.
Yes.
But where my thing is I need to respond every moment with as much respect and compassion, and knowing that even people who I really, really feel frightened or angry with, there is meaning that they're trying to express. And so it's not so much better or worse. It's like each moment opening. And that's really all I can do.
When you humanize people, characters in your books, you go so much, and you touched on that before, all of a sudden as someone, this is some abstract characteristic somewhat, we really don't know the individual, but they come alive as you're talking about them, and we can relate to these people. We can see people we know in those roles, and you do such a wonderful job in bringing this to life and having us be entertained by the book, but also learn something as well. Talk about, we've got a few minutes left in the program, but I'm really fascinated with your background. It's almost like you were led to this particular point in time with the going back to the to free all of the years in the various nursing capacities, working with the college students. You've really seen firsthand for almost 6 decades now what goes on socially in this country, haven't you?
Yeah, it's strange. And like my novels, it's not like I structured it or planned it. But each step, there was a kind of a waking up, sometimes loss and tragedy, but always waking up and opening to things that were happening to me and to people around me. And so my life has been sort of organic in that sense.
What do you hope people take away from reading The Boundary Waters and the other books that you've done and books that you'll be writing in the future? What do you hope the message is when they finish the books?
Compassion, entertainment, respect, and also knowing that everyone's behavior is meaningful to them from their point of view. That doesn't excuse or justify it, but that meaning is always there.
What has this been like for you? Again, I go back to age 47 and you started down this path and you've expressed yourself and your thoughts so eloquently in your books. What has this meant for you to be able to have this craft, this art form, and be able to shape people, give them a different impression of people?
It's it's been fun. And also at times when my own life seemed to bottom out, that there was these imaginative stories going on. And sometimes my stories taught me, you know, get up, try it again. Let's see what happens.
Interesting. So you're able to sort of guide us, the reader, through some of these situations, and you're able to guide yourself, the author, possibly through some of these situations as well. The time has gone by so quickly. Jerry, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Jerry Hirth, the author in this case, this particular book we're talking about, The Boundary Waters, A Quantum Adventure. Other books, and you'll find those on Jerry's website or his author page on Amazon. And Jerry Hirth, I will spell that. Jerry is G-E-R-R-Y, Hirth, H-U-E-R-T-H. His website, jerryhirth.com. You'll find the book also at Amazon, the usual places, stratton-press.com. Jerry, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again, talk about upcoming books as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome. It's been a real pleasure to have a conversation with you, Rick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And Jerry Hirth is our guest. The book, The Boundary Waters, his website, jerryhirth.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.